Romans chapter 15. Now we who are able should bear the weaknesses of those who are unable to, and we should not please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbour in what is right for edification. For indeed Christ did not please himself, but as it stands written, "The reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me." For all the things which were written beforehand were written for our instruction, in order that we might have hope through patience and through the encouragement of the Scriptures. May the God of patience and encouragement give you the same mindset among each other, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that you glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in unanimity and in unison. On this account, receive each other as Christ also received you, with a view to God's glory. Now I say that Christ Jesus has become a minister of the circumcision for God's truth, to confirm the promises to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it stands written, "On account of this I will confess you among the Gentiles, and I will sing praises to your name." And again he says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles." And, "Laud him, all you peoples." And again Isaiah says, "There will be the root of Jesse, and the one who rises to rule over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles will hope." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you abound in the hope by the power of Holy Spirit. And I am convinced, my brothers, I my very self, concerning you, that you yourselves too are full of goodness and are filled with all knowledge, and that you are able also to advise others. Now I have written rather boldly to you, brothers, on occasion, as one reminding you, on account of the grace given to me by God, for me to be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, sacredly ministering the gospel of God, in order that the Gentiles' offering might be acceptable, sanctified by Holy Spirit. So I have exultation in Christ Jesus in respect of matters pertaining to God. For I will not dare to speak of anything other than of the things which Christ accomplished through me in the cause of obedience of the Gentiles in word and deed, by the power of signs and miracles, by the power of God's Spirit, so that I have completed the proclamation of the gospel of Christ from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, in this way being particular not to preach the gospel where Christ has been named, so that I do not build on another's foundation. But as it stands written, "Those to whom no announcement about him was made shall see, and those who have not heard will understand." And this is also why I was prevented in many ways from coming to you. But now, no longer having an opportunity in these regions, but having had a longing to come to you for many years, as soon as I go to Spain, I will come to you. For I hope to see you as I pass through, and to be sent on my way there by you, if I may first enjoy your company for a while. But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. For they were pleased, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles had a share in their spiritual benefits, they, conversely, have a duty to minister to them in material matters. So when I have completed this, and have sealed the transfer of these proceeds to them, I will depart, passing through your way, for Spain. And I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And I encourage you, brothers, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, to jointly strive with me in prayers to God for me, in order that I may be delivered from those who in Judea do not believe, and that my ministry in Jerusalem may be well received by the saints, in order that I may come to you with joy through the will of God and may refresh myself with you. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.